Welcome to Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center's reading of The Tale of Chipolo. This is a story about a golden cheek warbler, written by Jose Arturo Garcia Dominguez, with illustrations by Jose Raul Vasquez Perez. The reading of The Tale of Chipolo will be one chapter a day, and you can hear it free at Days of Dogwood Canyon podcast. Chapter 6, Autumn Approaches and Something Strange is in the Air. Chipolo was already 4 months old and not in touch with his parents much. In fact, Chipolo had been independent for a while, and he saw his parents only when they were foraging in the same place. The days started to be shorter and cooler. Henrietta and Coop finally left for who knows where. It was clear that many of the raptors were heading south in large groups. Even the ducks and geese began to move south. Chipolo was feeling bored and anxious, but with a growing sense of adventure. One morning, he woke up with a great itch under his wings, and that was the last straw. Chipolo couldn't stay still. He spent the day flying all over the place. Chipolo went off in a desperate search for Mohawk and found Mohawk looking for him for the exact same reason. Mohawk couldn't stand the itch, and he'd headed up to here, he said, lifting his wing above his head to the tip of his crown feathers. And for a flycatcher with raised crown feathers, that's saying a lot. So they decided to look for the others and leave that night, though they had no idea where they were going. That afternoon, Chipolo ran into Warbly and told her how he felt. Warbly was proud to see how determined her son was to begin his first autumn migration. She said, "Chipolo, follow your instincts." Join us tomorrow for Chapter 7. Birdsong was provided by National Audubon Society Birdsong Collection, Lang Elliott Music of Nature.